from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster. I really believe you're important and that you deserve a good night's sleep. I'm really glad you're here. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And here's a few of the ways we keep the show coming out twice a week and free for everybody. So if you're a regular listener, if you could listen, it's a huge help. Thank you so much. Hey, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleeping Media Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. Hey, everybody, I just wanted to thank Kathleen and a few other people I've just started hearing from for supporting our new sponsor, Cushy CBD. Cushy CBD uses a full-spectrum CBD oil, which uses a wide variety of cannabinoids, which I kind of had trouble pronouncing, except THC. So it doesn't get you high. It also includes flavonoids, terpenes, and fibers. And if you're like Kathleen, you can go to cushycbd.com/sleep or check out using the code SLEEP20 to get 20% off your first purchase. And let me know about it. Thanks so much, Kathleen, for supporting the show and the sponsors. Mystery Bart, a lot of people help out on this this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster Song.
Sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song. Carl W. The Lecture.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bar.
I do the lullabies.
Got a new album out.
I think you'll really like
it. You can get a copy at
JonathanMann.net.
Also, I made a longer version
of this credits song.
You see the kindness shine straight on through. Listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Night Vale Presents. Oh,
That's right. Thank you, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. If you're looking for ad-free, jingle-free episodes, you know, you could get those for $5 a month over on our Patreon, sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron. And that's it. Let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'll do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, you know, stuff from the past, stuff in the future, whatever's keeping you awake. I'd like to take your mind off of that. And what I'm going to do, I got this safe place here. I've got it, plenty of room, cozy stuff, comforting things. And I'm going to send my voice across the deep dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'm going to go off topic, get confused, to take your mind off stuff, to keep you company. And the way the show works, if you're new, a few things to know. So the show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show free. Then there's an intro. Now, the intro is a part of the show, but it's like about 12 minutes of me explaining what the show is in lulling, soothing, meandering, nonsensical way. Different every time. And ideally, it's part of your bedtime routine, whether you're in bed or getting ready for bed. That's what the majority of people I hear from. They say, well, I'm getting ready for bed or getting comfortable. And for some people, it puts them to sleep. A few people, like a couple percentage points of people, skip the intro. And then some people even listen during the day to relax or to, as a distraction. But the intro is a part of the show. It doesn't really go anywhere, but it gets you ready for the later part of the show, where the later part of the show doesn't really go anywhere either. And the idea is it's something familiar and comforting, but different every time. It just starts to ease you into bed. Then after the intro, some business between the intro and the show. And then tonight will be a bedtime story, kind of about a story I've been curious about that I had to look into. I had to do some fantasy research, as they say. You go down the old, go into the old story swap and say, oh, what's going on here? So it'll be a bedtime story. Then there's some thank yous at the end. All told, I'll be here for about an hour. But here's a couple other things if you're new. One, this podcast doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So maybe if you're new, you're kind of, or a regular listener even, it's hard to kind of consume something passively. But you just kind of look at it like it's like a fan. You say, is that fan? But you know the fan's talking. The old talking fan. I did launch that in 2014. It didn't go well. And then I also launched one called the balking fan, which was just, it was like a portable fan that when instead of, it was a gentle, like a part of this new gentle, you say, well, I disagree with you or what you're saying, so I'm going to gently blow some air at you. It was just one of those personal fans. No mister, because that would be beyond balking. I mean, I guess that would be balking, but this is a gentle balking fan. Maybe that's where I went wrong. But this is, you could listen. I'm not going to make a whole lot of sense, and it'll be meandering, slow. I have these creaky, dulcet tones. So give the show a couple tries if you're new, because it doesn't cost anything. I mean, I realize it's a time investment and that you want to get some sleep, and I believe you deserve some good night's sleep. And there are a lot of other sleep podcasts out there. My buddy Harris makes a Sleep Whispers podcast. I know there's a Sleepy, and there's other ones out there. So check those out, or LibriVox has some great stuff on there. If this doesn't work, but give it a few tries. For most listeners, they say, yeah, it took a few tries. But yeah, kind of look at me like a cloud where you say, well, could mean that cloud could say something, but I don't really understand. I don't speak cloud. So that's one thing. Then also, what are the other? Oh, you don't need to listen to me. I think that kind of goes hand in hand with what I just said. You can kind of just barely listen to me. But there's also no pressure to fall asleep. The reason I'm here for an hour is to keep you company while you drift off, or keep you company if you can't drift off. Because I know, at least for me, it can feel L-O-N-L-E-Y or L-O-N-E-L, you know, whatever that, however you spell that word. So I'm here to keep you company, be a little bit goofing around. So that's the structure of the show, the kind of rules. Here's one thing about making a sleep podcast. I don't think I've mentioned a little behind the scenes is, so I'm listening, as I'm recording, I'm listening through headphones, right? So I can keep the pace nice and slow. The dulcet's nice and creaky, you know, just in case they say, well, let's get that, can we get a, you know, do, let's adjust those, you know, let me croak, let me do a little croaking and creaking here. But there's also this thing called mouth noises, which I'm really hyper aware of. And I really try to listen for anything. And also outside noises, I record in the climbing closet or the Harry Potter under the stairs closet. And while I'm surrounded by a quilt and moving blankets and curtains, I also do have to sometimes pause and let a plane go by or go a pace around upstairs, my dog. So it is a matter of I'm kind of always gently listening. But it's kind of the whole idea of creating a safe place. And also almost like I wish my mouth was sentient by itself so I could say, hey, could you pipe down and work with me? You know, we're really here to put people to sleep and to take their mind off stuff. And believe it or not, this is stuff that's on my mind. I say, okay, I'm trying to create this sleepy, safe place. Also try to keep an eye out for sibilance, which is those piercing S noises you might hear other places. But I got a little system for that, too. Just a little filter and also how I kind of position myself. But I also try to sit really close here. So, you know, it's across the room or however you're comfortable, but so, you know, I'm here to help, to keep you company. Another thing is when I get ready to make the show, I kind of warm up for a while. And then I record the thank yous that come at the end of the show because that lets me know that you're listening. That's important. The reason why I make the show is for you. The reason why I work very hard is to keep you company to help you fall asleep or to take your mind off of stuff. And by going through the thank yous, it kind of helps me, but puts me in the mind frame of, okay, it's time to make a sleep podcast. Another thing about making the show, this is a little bit of a behind the scenes intro, is that I also have to kind of keep myself calm because there's a little parts of Scoots, old Scoots, that wants to be, that everything has to be P-E-R-F-E-C-T. And I say, well, we're here to make the best sleep podcast we can. We can't make a perfect sleep podcast. As a matter of fact, I think we've proven that an imperfect sleep podcast may be better. And, you know, sleep is baffling and the fact that people have a variety of things to listen to, so that they can choose between the episodes or new listeners can kind of discover what works for them is important. But that part of me will still kind of get fussy, I would say, either before recording or during it. And then if it's during it, I have to pause and say, hey, are you okay? Let me, we're just here to help this person fall asleep, you know. We just got to do our best. It's okay. I know you want to be perfect and, there's associated thoughts and feelings with that. But right now, we're just thinking of that person whose ears we're in right now. Don't they deserve a good night's sleep? Just like you deserve to just make a podcast the best you can. It doesn't have to be perfect. You're darn, as far as internal critics go, you're really good at that, by the way. I don't know if I've told you that. I don't know which, if that's the eighth wall I'm breaking, talking directly to my internal critic and saying, well, you know what I never said is, how good you are at your job. You really are. It's like having the worst boss and complimenting them on being the worst boss ever. But I guess that was a little bit, but it's true. But that's why I don't normally compliment you. But here, we're here in a safe place. They can say, I'm sure you've got good reasons, just like all the brain bots, for doing your job. You know, it's not easy, right? You don't have an easy job. But I was saying you're very good at it. And that's one of the reasons I make the show is because, you know, when you get in bed, maybe that's what pipes up, or maybe it's something about the past, present, or future. You know, I want to take your mind off of that, just like I have to take my own mind off of that part of me and say, hey, why don't you sit and watch while I just run through this intro and see who I can help, see if I could help this person who's having trouble. We know how that feels, right? Like not to be able to sleep. Wow. It can be frustrating or it can be baffling. It could be a lot of other things. But then it's nice when you get to that place where you say, oh, well, this is nice to listen to. And yeah, my bed's pretty comfortable, almost as comfortable as pillowy bread. And I don't know, Scoots is going to tell a story later, and it was something he thought of. He said, well, this would be interesting to talk about, kind of. So, yeah, I got someone to keep me company. So that's great. Just like you now have someone to compliment. No, don't expect compliments on a regular, but okay, I'll compliment you on a regular basis. I wonder if that's what that song's about. Have I told you lately that I love you? Maybe I'll be singing that. If you ever hear me doing karaoke, that song in karaoke, that's who I'm singing it to. But, you know, try to fix this relationship with my internal CRITIC. But for you, I'm here to help. I'm here to keep you company, to be your boyfriend. As I already said, you really do. You deserve a life full of dignity and respect. You deserve to flourish and to succeed. And just to have a pleasant day and a pleasant night. So that's why I'm here. That's why I work very hard on this show. I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Hey, everybody. So this is Scooch here, if you didn't know that already. And this is an episode of style of show we haven't done I think it's called Untold Tales. I don't know if we've done a style of this episode in the last week. Hardy har har. I don't know when the last time I did one of these was. And sometimes the universe coalesces in interesting ways, and I get to explore. Hey, I didn't Untold Tales, I guess, which is some people might label it as a fan fiction. Usually it's around the holidays. Now, this one's holiday adjacent, but when you're hearing this, you won't be in the holidays. So there's one of my favorite holiday movies is Laurel and Hardy, Babes in Toyland, March of the Wooden Soldiers, whatever it's called. And I think 2016 or 2017, I did an episode about the special. And I haven't researched it or re-listened, but there's this one segment in the movie that doesn't seem to fit. And I've always wondered about it, and I rewatched it, and I'll explain it to you. It's a mysterious scene, and I think I did read something about it, but I forgot about it. But I really wanted to get to the bottom of it for real. But this holiday season, I rewatched it a few times. It takes place with Bo Peep and Tom Tom, who are in love, and they're off spelunking. And I mean, I don't mean it that way, hubba hubba. I mean, like going on a hike, an indoor hike. And they get tired, and Tom Tom says, let's take a nap. The temperature in here is perfect. He found a nice grass bed. And again, there was no stalactites or stalagmites involved. I mean, they're around them, but this isn't a metaphor. They said, well, let's lie down in this grass and sleep. And Tom Tom sang her a beautiful song, Go to Sleep, Go to Sleep, and like a lullaby, and sang her to sleep, kind of. But what happened was after he started singing, some characters started to appear, and the characters were, and I don't know if this was to highlight a special effect. Well, I found out the truth, so we'll get to it. Or actually, I'm bringing you along to find out the truth. But, like these, like, you know, Big Farm in the Sky, how those characters may be see-through. You could see most of them transparent, not totally transparent, translucent. These translucent characters just started to show up, and they were a bit like garden gnomes, or a little bit like the seven dwarves from Snow White, but they had hats, I guess like either one, and they started, this one showed up with a lantern, and he said, wasn't this a sweet little moment? And then he called in the other garden gnomes. And there was a group of them. They think about like 12 or so in total. And then he called in another character who showed up, who was a bit like what's that? The Sandman, Morpheus, but he was more like a magician filling in or something. It was he had this cape, and he showed up, and he sprinkled the sand. So I guess he was the Sandman over Tom Tom and Bo Peep. And a few times, but he had this great flourishes, and he had this great cape. And almost in a way of like a little bit, you know, unintentionally comedic, because he had such a, he was jumping. He seemed like he wished he could fly. And he like a bit like a wizard you'd expect. He had a long gray beard. I don't think he had a mustache. So he sprinkled it, and then he jumped off and like pretended he was going to fly, but it looked like he just like danced away. Then all the garden gnome characters left, and Tom Tom and Bo Peep slept. And after that, I don't know what happens because I hit pause. And my memory never, like, records. So once I hit pause, I'm, you know. So I've always been curious. I guess it's one of those scenes you forget. And then as an adult, you say, what the heck is this scene? It's unrelated to everything else in the entire movie. I mean, even in a movie like Bo Peep, or whatever it's called, March of the Wooden Soldiers, Babes in Toyland, it didn't seem to fit very well. And for a time, I wondered why that scene was put in the movie. And as many of you, actually, if you're a new listener, you might not know this, so I guess I'll fill you in. I do have various part-time jobs I do to make ends meet. And bonuses, I'm making ends meet, I also collect stories for the podcast. And one of the places I work is this bed and breakfast, and it's out on the edge of the transverse plane, which is a place where universes intersect and stuff like that. And I go out there, there's a nice couple that runs it, very much like a bed and breakfast, so it's like pretty remote to get to. And it doesn't usually service regular run-of-the-mill people. And I don't know if, I think it's targeted towards celebrities from other universes. Like, characters I've met there have included the Heat, Lady Witchbeard, the Heat Miser, or the Heat Minions or something. The dude from the big dude from a big lagoon. lot of times I meet these people before there's movies about them, and you say, wait a second, you're in a movie now. It totally changes everything for me. But so I headed out there recently, and that now I'm in my room. I have my own room here. It's actually like perfect for podcasting because it's only big enough for a twin bed. It's under the stairs, just like at home, just like Harry Potter. And it actually was a great agreement I came up with because he said, well, I'd like to stay here. And they said, well, we rent the rooms out. It's a bed and breakfast. And I said, well, I could find another place. I actually don't mind sleeping temporarily in places that are, comforting. And I showed them, and they said, well, that's our broom cost. I said, here's the thing. What kind of, who put up this idea of brooms needing to be vertical anyway? I mean, give me that, lie the brooms on the ground. When did brooms and mops have to stand up straight? And you would have thought this was revolutionary science. They said, wait a second, you mean lay the brooms on the ground under your bed? And I said, as the Fonz used to say, exactamundo. I said, yeah, they don't need to stand up straight, taking up space in a closet I could be using as a room and as a contemplative, meditative space. That's a good thing about I can lie here in bed. It's a nice contained room. And I could do some thinking or some wondering or waiting and thinking. And so what I do there is I tell bedtime stories. Well, ostensibly, I tell bedtime stories to their guests. But what really happens is I take on more of a listening, walking and talking and hearing, in my other lives as a human, I usually end up in this role a lot of times, no matter what my job is. Let's say it's delivering things or going things or driving. I end up usually a big part of my job would be listening to stuff unrelated to my job that other people would want to tell me. They need a shoulder to talk to and gently wet, if you know what I mean, with their eyes. And they say, well, I was just here to deliver this bananagram. And they said, well, bananas remind, or coworkers. So a pretty common thing in my life, something I guess I'm inadvertently good at. And that helps them to sleep. So that's usually what I end up. So I was out there. And, the transverse plane is wise. They say that the wisdom of the universe is, wiser than me. So ask the universe, when they say, why don't you ask your mother, or your father, why don't they, they say, ask the endless, parentage, whatever. So the universe is wise. And usually gives, so I heard, I got out there, it's like gearing up for the last holidays, trying to get to scratch together. And I said, plus I said, I need to get away and just sit in my thinking room for a while. Pretend I'm Harry Potter for a time. Anyway, that's just a sidetrack. I was just imagining how relaxing I find that. I like to be Harry Potter in his off time, though, when he's just sitting around. Because they say, well, this is boring. I'm just sitting in a closet that has a bed. And I say, well, not if you're Harry Potter. How would Harry Potter sit around in this room doing nothing? Thinking about stuff, I'd say, well, he'd make it heroic, that Harry Potter, he would. So I was doing that, and then they said, okay, we got somebody here, some sort of wizard. And I said, holy mackerel, a wizard, a warlock or a wizard? And they said, no idea, hopefully, and they said, you better go out there and talk to him. He's in one of the back cabanas, So I said, you got any hot tea? I said, or hot water and a selection of herbal teas, caffeine, all teas, especially, you got anything a kiss of newt or chameleon tears tea? And they said, we do, since you invented that. And I said, yeah, green tea with the red berries, chameleon tear tea. and blueberries, one of my greatest inventions. And I headed out there, and I knocked on the door, and I heard a muffled, you know, moving and muttering. And they said, whom is it? And I said, it's Scoots, it's tea service, tea for two or one, or if you got two in there, tea for two. But, you know, I was in the, and then the door opened, and a gentleman opened the door, and he was in that, like, old-fashioned, you usually only see this in, not cartoons, usually in places with outhouses, it, like a kind of pajamas that are off-white, one-piece, not a union suit. And I don't know if they wear that under stuff, usually in a minor type situation. Yeah, but he was wearing that in a stocking cap, and he had a beard. And I said, he said, tea. And I said, yeah, would you like some chameleon tears? And he looked at me, he eyed me suspiciously, like if I had hurt, you know, he said, I'm a big fan. And I said, don't worry, I haven't caused chameleons to cry. It's imaginary. And he said, good, good, good. Come in, come in. And I said, pleased to meet you. I'm Scoots. I work here at the bed and breakfast. I'd like to tell you about my services. I offer all included, all inclusive. This tea's included. Breakfast and bed, obviously. Already walking around the grounds, all included in the price of your visit. And I said, I'm Scoots. And he said, I'm Luden. And I said, Luden, holy mackerel, I love it. I said, he went to a high school, which, like, he said, what's in this chameleon tears tea? And I said, well, I got a new one called the heckling rhinoceros. And he said, he think I'll stick with chameleon tear tea. And I said, well, that's like it's more of a pungent tea. And he said, clearly. And so I poured us a couple of cups of chameleon tear tea. It was a little mint. I added it just because I was feeling like I was feeling a little minty. And we sat down, and I said, so tell me about your visit here. I said, let's just put everything out there. I said, are those your pajamas, or is that some kind of sort of, like, I've always wondered. And he said, yeah, I guess this is my pajamas when I'm non-work pajamas. And I said, you got my attention? Or I said, you have work pajamas? And he said, I do. And I said, okay, well, so these are your pajamas. And he said, yeah, in lounge, you know, loungewear, they call it now, don't they? And we had a hearty har-har at that. And I said, what brings you to the bed and breakfast? You know, we do get a lot of single guests at this particular bed and breakfast, which obviously is, and he said, what? And I said, well, just usual, like, and he said, I've never been to a bed and breakfast. And I said, well, forget I brought, I said, welcome. How's the tea? And he said, quite good. And I said, excellent, excellent. I said, by the way, the reason the chameleons cried was joy. And he said, you got me. And I said, well, I said, so tell me, what kind of work do you do where you have work pajamas? And he said, he goes, I help a few people fall asleep. And I said, you got to be kidding me. And I wondered if I, but I said, well, this is about him, not about me. And I'll have trouble enough not making it about me. And I said, well, how do you do that? Because then I said, well, another one of these Sleep With Me like podcasts. And he said, it's a long story. And he goes, I'm out of, I'm a little bit discombobulated. I'm thinking of retiring. And I said, interesting, interesting. And I said, so you have work? I said, I'd love to see your work pajamas. Do you call them jammies? He goes, no, no, no. And I said, by the way, are you a wizard or a warlock? Or you just you strike me as like Or you just wizened? And he eyed me, and I said, maybe, I don't know what wizened means. Just kid. And I said, I mumbled that out, and then he laughed at my, what he said, like, I actually, it was my rapport, attempt at rapport building. And he said, he goes, I do practice magic, but a very specific kind of magic. And I said, sleep magic, huh? And he goes, well, specific kind of sleep magic even. He goes, you know, there's people that tell bedtime stories. There's people that, you know, because there's a lot of kinds. And he goes, I kind of fell into it. He goes, once I was more of a greater magic user. And he said, in fact, and then I said, could you put your pajamas on while you tell me about this? I said, have you been to the transverse plane yet? And he said, no. And I said, if we walk out there in your pajamas, you might give us the visuals for the story you're about to tell me of your whole history. And maybe that'll help you decide what your future is. And I go, that's usually what couples use bed and breakfast for. And he goes, we're a couple of people trying to find our way, aren't we? And I said, yeah, go ahead and go in the other room and put your... So then he went and changed, and he came out. And I think he, like, washed up, too, because I kind of dozed off. And I heard him say, awake. And then I opened my eyes, and to see this guy, Luden, was striking... would be an understatement, especially in a small cabana, a bed and breakfast cabana. He had on, like, this, I'd say silk or satin, some sort of silky pajamas, like the greatest pajamas. I think if these pajamas really existed, they'd definitely be on the oldest. They were like a silk, but turquoise, electric blue color. Which is strong, metallic, like it was, the colors were so robust, they looked like the metallic too, like a metallic blue, like turquoise blue. And it looked just so soft, perfectly fitting. And it could, like a top and a bottom, maybe, I could not tell, but in a way that, you know, his, stomach was never exposed, or his sides, which in PJs is important, because you don't want to be exposed to the air. But then what made the outfit was a cape, which, again, was so seamless. I don't know if it was built into the outfit or an attached cape. That was the same color, except it was kind of a two-tone cape, but barely noticeable two-tone. It was so subtle. And it was just a flowing cape that he was able to, I don't know if it had, maybe it had magnets in it, because it would, I didn't see any ways he was attaching it and unattaching it to his wrists and his arms. But if he wanted it like a flying cape, he could do that, or a cape, like a cloaking cape. And it had a little collar, and then he had on a lovely... a little bit different, I mean, I guess to add a splash of color, like a deep ruby sleeping cap. And I said, those are some work PJs. Holy mackerel. And I did catch on his sides some bags that you would, you know, like a utility belt with kind of brown bags or sack, I guess sacks, you'd say. And I said, I guess we're off to hear your story. And so he started to tell me how he was an apprentice magic user, wizard. But he wasn't a wizard. He was an apprentice, and he was studying with this great wizardess, Lurleen, of the Emerald Valley. And things were going pretty good, but he was more of he was more nocturnal, and Lurleen was more of a day person. So some of the things weren't going good, and she was saying, well, maybe you should be into more nighttime magic, but that's more associated. And he goes, no, I want to use magic for good. And she goes, well, who wouldn't think an owl would be good? And he said, who? And she said, yes, who? And he said, like, all the R-O-D-E-N-T-S, is, and she said, point taken. But they got along good enough where he was getting his basic training down. But she was still feeling like he wasn't totally committed. Because it's quite an undertaking. A lot of, you know, like it's a trade. You can either go to a formal school or you could work as an apprentice and then like a journey person. So she wasn't sure he was going to commit to her long term and that it was the right thing for him. So she sent him off on a sabbatical, like a journey. Not a sabbatical, though, like a journey of discovery. And also a test and, you know, full of learning opportunities. But he was smart enough, Luden, that he knew. This is what, you know, that I knew. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Luden. I was, like I've just been watching as we've been walking, because we're walking now through the transverse plane. And I guess I was narrating what I was seeing. So what happened next? And Luden said, well, I started to, be like, where am I going to journey to? And she said, well, in this Green Valley, you can either journey north or south. And she goes, to the south, it's going to be a little bit warm and stuff. And she goes, this is the perfect time to go north. It's still like late summer, best time to go north. So I'd say go north. And he said, well, what am I on? So she goes, see if you find your way back here. Make your way north. If you make your way back, you've made your way back, and you're supposed to be back here. If you don't make your way back, maybe you started another journey, or your journey continued in another direction. And he goes, well, how will I know when to head back? And she goes, well, you have to head back by the 1st of October is probably the best time to come back. I mean, she used more of like whenever the moon was doing whatever it does in October, first harvest moon, maybe. And so he said he started heading north. And as he headed north, you know, he said it was pretty interesting, but he had learned a lot of herbology. And so sustenance and stuff wasn't up. And he said there's some nice towns, some mountain towns, and some cool stuff. And then he headed through these passes. And they said somewhere up there is the North Pole. So as he started heading more and more north, more and more things served to the North Pole. And finally he got to this one crossroads. They said, one thing said, don't go this way. And the other one said, easy path or something. And he said, and he waited until he saw a traveler. And he said, why can't I go this way? And he said, well, it's Toylands that way. They're not really taking any new residents. And they're really busy. It's not like really for visitors. It's a non, because it's a perfect place for tourists, and they don't want tourists or visitors. Really only for famous people to live and work. He goes, what do you mean work? And they go, well, they specialize in, they supply wooden toys to the North Pole. And Luden said, well, I'm going to go that way. Toyland is just calling me. So Luden started to head towards Toyland. And as Luden got closer, Luden learned that there was the Toyland was surrounded by a lot of swamps, oddly enough. And so it wasn't easy to get to. And at first he said, why would Toyland be in the middle of a swamp? And here's the thing, you wouldn't even think this, but it ended up being pretty obvious, is that swamps are a great source of trees. And especially trees that have, older trees that have been in the water a while. A great way to reclaim wood for toys with, a sustainable harvesting. That's what someone told Luden at some point. So Luden eventually found that there was one ferry across the swamp into Toyland. And they said, I'd like to go to Toyland. They said, what's your purpose? And Luden said, well, I'm a traveler. I'm looking for my purpose. And I said, no. I said, have you been in any fairy tales? And Luden said, no. He said, are you expert at building wooden toys or painting wooden toys? And Luden said, no. And the fairy person said, no, you can, I can send a note and you can request an audience with the old King Cole. Merry old soul, was he. But I don't know if he'll be super welcoming to you because it's not really an open situation. And meanwhile, it was tough for Luden because Luden could see the walls of Toyland. And he could hear the sounds of Toyland and all the laughter and stuff. But he said, how long do I got to wait? And the fairy person kept saying, well, until the king accepts your audience. By the way, you should come up with some material for the king. Because I think one thing I know about King Cole is King Cole's a merry old soul. And a merry old soul is he, but he doesn't have a jester. And Luden said, well, I don't know if I want to be a jester. And Luden said, this is kind of a story I don't like super like to share. But I said, well, I could be a jester, I guess, if it gave me in a Toyland. And eventually King Cole said, okay, send this jester in. And Luden did a couple magic tricks. Just some almost mostly like sleight of hand. In herbology stuff, now this smells like mint. Now it smells like burnt toast. But because King Cole was it was really exhausting. And then this is how Luden came, said, I came up with these PJs. Because they found that King Cole would call me at all times. So that's how I ended up with this outfit, believe it or not. And he said, really became exhausting. And I said, well, I don't know if I want to be a jester, but the king liked me. And so I said, listen, King Cole, I don't know. I don't think I'm cut out to be a jester. Maybe there's like a family of clowns that live down here in one of these neighborhoods. Also, Laurel and Hardy or Ollie and Stan, maybe you could hire some of them. I'd like to help you with other things. And I said, what's the most pressing issue affecting your kingdom? And I said, really, it's not my kingdom. I'm like a caretaker of this kingdom to keep the toys going. It's just, strange that we have toys here and we make toys. And because you probably heard of the Island of Misfit Toys. This is for kind of like, it's like a bit like that. That's the way I keep everything. Because a lot of people need this environment. That's what they're used to. Toyland or Mother Goose. He goes, this is a place they're supposed to be. And then Luden said, you seem stressed though. He said, well, we're having issues with our supply chain. And I said, what supply chain? He said, well, wood and paint, they come from across the swamp. Luden said, well, what's the issue? And the king said, no one will go. Usually we get deliveries. The deliveries have become less and less. And he goes, the people that bring they're elves. He goes, people mischaracterize them as gnomes or dwarves, but they're elves from the North Pole. A little bit different than you would expect. And he said they have to deliver and stuff on time. They just cut back and no one wants to go look into it. And they said, well, why doesn't anybody want to look into it? And the king said, well, because there's, he goes, okay, there's two ways out of here. The way you came, which you got to go through the passes, which are about to be snowed in soon. And he goes, that's one way, in and out of swamp. And he goes, there's, on the other side, there's these mountains, right? And he goes, one of the things is this is all built, we're all on limestone underneath us. because I'm an amateur geologist or you know, whatever the other thing is. I like rocks. And Hulun said, tell me more, King Cole. And King Cole said, so the beginning of the mountains and the end of the swamp is limestone. And so he goes, in there's a lot of different things. He goes, and that's where we get, he goes, it's not just limestone. There's other rocks in there. And that's where we get a lot of the materials for our paints, precious metals. He goes, non-precious. He goes, that's where we get it. He goes, that's how we come with our paints. And he goes, we still get a lot of wood from the swamp, but they've been processing it, the elves, for a long time. Just recently, he goes, for a while we did it all ourselves, except for the paints. The elves mine the paints. And he goes, also they mine the raw materials to make the sawmills run and everything, our energy, which is down too. He said, we still have some reserves. So he said, I don't know what's going on with them, but no one will go there. Oh, that's what I was saying. Because it's like, he goes, it's pretty, he goes, not everybody wants to be inside. And then he goes, one side of the system, he goes, there's just a lot of legends around it. So no one wants to go there from Toyland because they were raised on all these legends. And Luton said, well, I'm not. I'll head over there and I'll get to the bottom of it. Get yourself a new jester. And King Cole laughed. King Cole thought that was hilarious, even though he was also happy. So Luton headed off across the swamp in a different direction, towards the base of these mountains and these rafts that got pulled by ropes that usually, on the Toyland side, they would pull in the supplies, and then on the other side, no one knew, because no one from Toyland would go on there. And eventually, Luton got across there and got in, and he started looking around. And he said, he went deeper and deeper into the mountain. And he said, I had a lot of adventures, I learned how to, find my way. I learned how to, stay warm, start a little cooking. He goes, I learned how to go back out and, get what I need to eat. He goes, and for a while, I started to try to find my way down to these, where they processed the wood, where they found the coal, and where they found all the paint and stuff. And he goes, I couldn't find anybody. So it's no wonder that, there wasn't anything, And he goes, and then I went deeper and deeper in. And he goes, eventually, I ran into a couple of these holiday elves. And he goes, they were working really hard, but it was only three of them. And he said, hey, where is everybody? What's and they said, who are you? He said, I'm Luton. And they said, Luton. They go. Well, we're working our rear ends off here, trying to keep you with paint and coal and stuff. There's, it's usually a whole workforce. And they said, what happened? And they said, well, we met a wizard. And Luton said, well, that's interesting. I'm an apprentice to a wizard. And they said, oh, well. Yeah, they met a wizard. The thing is, we've been living in this mountain, right, inside. A lot of us are used to living on the North Pole, which you already have a weird sleep schedule on the North Pole. And they explained to Luton about how, the summers and the winters and how long they would be in the sun and how they came up with ideas like artificial light and sleep schedules, and that's why they thought they would be great for working here, mining all these raw materials, which would be used at the North Pole anyway. And Luton said, that's interesting. But they said, well, there's something different about being here, down underground. And eventually, our parents' generation, these elves said, just tough it out, And, as we kids started to grow up, we said, well, maybe we deserve a good night's sleep, but we don't want to just tough it out. And Luton said, interesting, it sounds rough. So then what happened? And they said, we had heard, you know, that there's these other beings in the cave systems around here, and they don't bother us, but they don't like people from Toyland, apparently. And they had said that those, like in the legends of Toyland, and Odin said, I'm not from Toyland. Yeah, well, they said that these characters came from the world of sleep, and that somewhere deep in this mountain lives a wizard with the control of sleep. And so we all, other than us three, everyone wandered down there looking for the wizards. And all the parents went along saying, well, you know, we don't know if this is a good idea. And Moon said, what happened? And they said they found the wizard deep in there. And the wizard was said, oh, I could give you the power to sleep. But you got to understand the cave system and you can't just like you need to be able to do get some real light and some fresh air. And they said, well, how do you do that? And the wizard said, well, I could dephase you. So half of you would be here working in the caves, and the other half of you would be up on outside of the mountain and on the sunny side, you know, getting some fresh air and living in a village there. And they said, sounds great. And the wizard said, okay, I'll peanut butter sandwich, boom. And they forgot to ask what the cost was. And it ended up that this wizard was kind of up to no good. And so when they they phased out, it ended up in the other end. They were stuck working for this wizard who was trying to not a fan of Christmas, basically. And Luton said, you got to be kidding me. And they said, yeah. So also they got stuck phased, like when they're phased out, they can sleep fine, but they can't do any work because they only phase in and out. And with that, Luton, the people started to appear, all the other elves. And there was the parental elves and the whole gang. And Luden said, wow, so you're phased here. And they said, yeah, in the other world, we're asleep. But we're here to see our friends and to see, like, this is, you know, we feel bad we're not getting our work done. And as a matter of fact, during the day, we're working, this wizard's got it. And Luden said, okay, it sounds like I need to solve this. And wizard, Luden went down there. And found his way to the wizard, and the wizard said, you know, fee-fi-fo, what are you doing? And Luden said, I have no idea, I'm lost. And the wizard, whose name was Carnath, said, yeah, well, what are you doing? And Luden said, well, I was an apprentice, and then my wizard has said, journey north, and maybe you'll return. Tried to get into Toyland, they wouldn't let me in there, and found my way to this, and I walked in, and I kept walking, and next thing I know, here I am. And the wizard said, interesting. Carnath said that. Carnath said, are those pajamas? And Luden said, they are. Magic pajamas, actually. And Carnath, who was in rags, I guess you could say, because he's been living in the center of a mountain for so long, said, wow, those look great. I really wish I'd like to have your pajamas. And Luden said, well, I'm looking for, I'd like to be a journey person wizard. Maybe we could work, maybe you could train me. And Carnath said, well, maybe I'll just take the pajamas. And Luden said, you could, but the wizardess gave them to me when I set off on my journey, so they're protected. She was very powerful. And then Carnath said, it's not who this person. And Luden said, it is. It is her. And kind of said, okay, that's how I ended up in the middle of this mountain, was a Croster, actually, Green Valley, and then Linden City, yep. And Carnes said, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you, what if I just start your training and you give me the pajamas, and then I promise to train you the rest of the way. And Luden said, great, sounds good, what will you train me in? And Carnes said, well, what are you good at? And Luden said, well, I did some training as a jester, so I've gotten very good at misdirection. And it's very entertaining. So he started doing like a lot of his jester magic work for Carnath. And Carnath found it very interesting to the point where he was mesmerized. And of course, he was building up to something very dangerous. Luden said, well, this is like the part of the thing where I am. I need a risk, like, this is, like, and then you could have my pajamas. If I can't undo this, do this trick, like, then you could just have my pajamas anyway, because this is my big show-stopping number. But usually I bring something, and I don't have anything. So what's the most powerful thing you got down here? And Carnes said, well, I got my wand of phasing, but, it's not so powerful. You could just, he goes, well, originally, and then Carnath told a whole long story that we don't, you know, but how Carnath actually was supposed to be trained to be the sand person to help people fall asleep. But then Carnath had other ambitions. And so Carnath said, yeah, I have these sacks of sleep sand, and I'm, you know, that's what I told the elves that I was going to use on them. It could help them sleep all along. That's how I get the idea to phase them to work for me for my secret minion plans. And Luden said, so if I accidentally sprinkle the sleep dust on me, I'll go right to sleep, huh? And Carnes said, yes, too much, you know, you sleep for a very long time. And then, Luden said, well, it'd be easy to take my pajamas, I guess. So it's a very risky trick. It was just a balance trick where he got a big bucket of sand and, you know, with the rolling thing, and he was trying to see, like, balance above the sand and then balance the sand on Luden's head and, like, looking, you know, the whole time and almost dropping it to slowly build up the anticipation. And then finally, like, right when Luden got, like, up on top of, do you have another chair? Let's see, should I go with another chair? And Carnac said, oh, yes, yes, even riskier. Luden took the bucket of sand and threw it on Carnac, and Carnac fell asleep. And then Luden sent one of the elves for Santa, and I guess Santa's got, like, patrols. They came and took Carnac for attempting to ruin future Christmases or whatever. And then the first thing Luden did after was help the other three elves that were left to fall asleep. And sent a whole new contingent of elves. And Luden said, so there I am. Now I have a job, put these elves to sleep. I actually used the phasing elves because you couldn't undo the phasing. So, you know, I've been using them to help put anybody that comes into these limestones, like in the mountains, to sleep. Most of the other elves, so they can work. Then I got the supplies going back to Toyland and business back up, supplies to the North Pole. But it just gotten bored. Doing this, you know, there's the same 12 elves, you know, they cycle in and out, but last highlight I had was when there was a couple in here, and we put them to sleep, but that was like 85 years ago, and I said, wait, so I said, hold on, Luden, when the elves that you are in phase, are they permanently in phase? And Luden said, yeah. And I said, so they're in phase inside and outside somewhere else. And Luden said, yeah. And I said, somewhere outside of the cave, And Loon said, yeah. And I said, you know, outside the cave, just because people, like, just there's not just people having trouble sleeping in the North Pole and that work indoors and have to sleep indoors because that's where their job is. I said, there's a whole wide world of people that could use your help. I think maybe you've, like, a sand person, like, especially with your flying and your flourishing and stuff, I think you could start wandering and using your phase friends. Maybe you could send them to find people that can't sleep, and you could put them to sleep. And Luden said, I think I found my purpose. You're right. How do you know that? And I said, well, I have trouble falling asleep. I know how hard it is. That's why I come here and I help you find your way, and then you sleep good. And Luden said, great. Then Luden said, you want to try? And we got back, and Luden sprinkled some. I got in my Harry Potter room, and Luden and all the 12 gnomes came and saw me, or the elves. Keep calling them gnomes. I apologize, because they do look so much like garden gnomes. But they came and visited me and sprinkled dust on me, and I giggled. It was tickly in a good way. And then I fell deep asleep. But it helps me, you know, remind me that I'm out there and Luden's out there trying to help people get a good night's sleep. Good night. All right, I want to thank everybody that kind of reviewed and commented on the podcast on Cast FM. Manny, who says my sleepy poos. Jafour, loves the podcast, thinks I sound like Will Forte. Emma, that likes the podcast a lot. Justin asks if I'm from Fargo, North Dakota, North ND, but no, but I'm a fan of North and South Dakota. Amir says, thanks for all the good sleep. Jeannie says, grateful for the podcast. And 77 likes the podcast a lot. I'm going to jump back and some of these other ones. Julie fell asleep fast. Willem is looking for the live shows, which we're doing. Kim, thank you, fell asleep last night. Kelly uses the podcast. Matthew and Maria both get a lot out of it. Tori doesn't like that it starts takes 4 minutes to keep the podcast for free. Bruce fell asleep to it. Miss Vaughn is appreciative of the podcast. Thank you very much. Anakin falls asleep very fast. Alex didn't like the podcast voice. Emily is soothed by the podcast. Thanks, everybody, for giving thumbs ups on these nice reviews, too. Sophia says thanks. LA liked it a lot. Canada took a month for Canada to get used to podcasts, but then it worked. Celia fell asleep. Jackie with an eye likes to mix it with brown noise. Canada again, another nice review. Janet, likes the podcast and laughs that people review it because Janet's asleep for it. Diana has a bunch of thumbs up, a longtime fan. Thank you. And a lot of people who could relate. Let's see what else. Kathleen used to fall asleep to YouTube. And then they fall asleep now to the podcast. Aaron didn't know what creaky dulcet tones were. I think, oh yeah, Allie filled it in though. Megan says, boar bud. Susan's thankful. Sophia, thankful. Eli falls asleep fast. Amanda didn't like the podcast. And neither did a couple other people. I think a couple of these people actually make other things. But I think that's it for the comments. Maybe I missed some. But thanks to everybody who taking the time to comment in their app, review the show. Sleeping Me is listener supported by people who directly support the show on Patreon. That's how we keep the show free. And people that directly support the sponsors. That's how we keep the show going. Show Sleeping Me grows simply by people doing stuff like I just thanked people for, spreading the word about their natural experience with the podcast. So I really appreciate that. We're a proud member of Night Vale Presents. You can see all the amazing things they're doing over at nightvalepresents.com. And we're almost also a member of PRX, which you can see everything they're doing at prx.org. And there's plenty of other shows ready for you if you need it. I'm here. I'm here to help. I'm just here. Let me just sit here and calmly fold my hands and say, it's not easy, but I'm here to help. Thanks. All right, everybody, this is Scoots. I'm talking about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. You could take that Helix Sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. I'm just about to hit my 4-year anniversary sleeping in my Helix Dusk Luxe. And I took that Helix quiz. You know, I sleep on my side. I sleep on my stomach. I toss. I turn. I don't want to overheat at night. And when I took the quiz, that was the mattress that matched me with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux because Helix has like 20 unique mattresses. They've got an award-winning Lux collection, the Helix Elite collection, which is new, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you'll know the Helix mattress works best for you and your body is to take that Helix sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. You'll find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress will be shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, there's enhanced cooling features for people like me, keep us from overheating at night. If your spine needs that extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining comfort and support. I took the Helix sleep quiz. Like I said, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I wanted something with the right firmness that I could sleep on my stomach, my side, even my back. And they kept me from overheating. And it fits the bill. And not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Plus, all Helix mattresses come with a 10 to 15-year warranty, depending on the model. And if you don't want to take my word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors. The sleep medicine is a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. That's HELIXPARTNER20, one word. This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.